An Alabama woman who is being charged with manslaughter for the death of her fetus is waiting to hear whether her case will be prosecuted. Marche Jones was 5 months pregnant when she got into a fight with another woman, Ebony Jemison, in the parking lot of a Dollar General last December. Jemison, who claimed she feared for her life, shot the pregnant Jones in the stomach, resulting in Jones losing the fetus. For more, let's bring in Mary Scott Hodgin, a reporter at WBHM in Birmingham. She's been following the story as it develops. Mary, welcome. This is quite a complex story because at first it seems as if, well, if a mother was shot, then surely the shooter should be the one who was charged. Why is that not the case?
Right. So this incident happened in December of 2018. And at the time of the incident, one of the police lieutenants on the case said that all the evidence points to the fact that the victim, which is Jones, the pregnant woman, was the aggressor. And so she allegedly instigated this fight. And at that time, the police lieutenant said, you know, the only victim in this case is the unborn child, quote. So from the beginning, you know, they said that Jones instigated this fight and suggested that she may be charged. Well, so this case went before a grand jury. And at that time, the evidence against the shooter, Ebony Jemison, and Marche Jones, all that evidence was presented at the same time. And the grand jury decided that Jemison, the woman who pulled the trigger, was acting in self-defense. So they said, okay, we're not going to indict her on any charges, but instead we're going to indict Jones, the pregnant woman, and said she should face charges because her actions resulted in the death of her fetus.
Is it possible right now to make a connection between what has happened in this situation with Marche Jones being charged for manslaughter for the death of her fetus to the recent laws that Alabama passed banning all abortions in the state?
Well, so officials have said, no, you know, this doesn't have anything to do with Alabama's recently passed anti-abortion law, which has not yet gone into effect, and it's unclear when it may go into effect. But that recent passage of the anti-abortion law certainly has been a part of the conversation and, you know, maybe brought it to a different level. And, you know, it's raised those same questions about, can a woman be criminalized for the outcome of her pregnancy? And, you know, since 2006, though, Alabama has had a fetal homicide law on its books, which recognizes a fetus as a victim of a crime. And it's one of 38 states with such laws.
Mary, as you've been reporting this story out in Alabama, what's been the local reaction?
Right. Well, some, you know, groups have come out and said, you know, this is a slippery slope. What's next? Criminalizing a woman for drinking while pregnant, you know, or for not going to prenatal checkups. Because Alabama also has on its books a chemical endangerment law, which allows the state to charge a woman for using drugs during a pregnancy. And so, you know, it's just another example of how the state does criminalize women already for the outcomes of their pregnancy. And so that's certainly gotten a lot of conversations stirring here locally, but also nationally from women's rights groups, pro-choice groups, et cetera.
Thank you, Mary Scott Hodgin, reporter for WBHM in Birmingham, for unpacking that story for us. Thanks, Mary.
Yeah, thank you.
And the district attorney, Lenise Washington, has said she's still deciding whether to actually prosecute this case as manslaughter.